So funny.
What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
What if your compassion for your clients is actually draining your bank account? Hello, everyone. I'm Christine McIver. I am the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, and I'm going to be really poking the bear tonight. So if you enjoy people who poke the bear, come on over, join me at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom. You can be having fun with us in the chat room. You can be asking questions and you can just enjoy the commentary if you'd like. So welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for joining tonight. Even if you're listening in the replay, I appreciate you hitting that start button. And I'm excited for tonight's show because I think that oftentimes topics like this really uncover more things that we're maybe sometimes not willing to look at, but have an awareness of. So before we jump into the show, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a idea strategist, a business coach who focuses on business optimization. I'm also the CEO of Inspired Choices Network, ICN Summits, ICN Publishing, and the founder of Podcast to Bookshelf, a service that actually takes your book that's inside of your podcast and bring it into reality. I absolutely love that. I was talking to somebody about this today, a new contact, and I absolutely love to work with individuals that are looking to really get their voice and their message out there and do it with ease and pleasure and be able to step up and be the leader in their own businesses that they know is possible and really take the burden of the how off of their plate and really get things rocking and rolling for them. Because all of us should be operating from a place that is joyful and that inspires us. And to me, business should be inspiring you. Otherwise, why are you doing it, right? So if you're interested in knowing more, you're welcome to send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. McIver is M-C-I-V-E-R, or just search for my show, Inspired Choices for Business Growth, on all of the platforms. You'll find me there. All right, tonight, compassion fatigue in business for entrepreneurs. Yep, I'm really going to poke the bear. So I'm going to let you know what the show notes are all about, and then we're going to jump right in. So are you exhausted from caring for everyone else in your business? If you are, you're not alone. Entrepreneurs are known for their drive, their resilience, and their generosity. But what happens when caring for clients, teams, and responsibilities begin to drain your energy and your passion? Compassion fatigue isn't something healthcare workforces face. It's not just something healthcare workers face. It shows up in business as well. Tonight, we're going to explore how that compassion fatigue impacts you, the entrepreneur, and why it's often overlooked and how to recognize the signs before burnout takes hold of you. Have you ever been giving so much to others that you felt nothing left for yourself? Do you notice your passion for business starting to feel more like exhaustion? And what would shift in your world if you allowed yourself to recharge without guilt? These are some of the questions many entrepreneurs quietly struggle with, and often without realizing that compassion fatigue is at the root of these questions. So we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about how you can protect your energy, reclaim your passion, and continue to lead with clarity and confidence. This is an episode every entrepreneur should be listening to. So let's set the stage, my friends. you get a great idea. You get super excited about what you want to do in business and you get started, right? You create the website. Maybe you create an email that matches the website. You start putting your services up there. You start talking to people about it. You're doing maybe some marketing. Maybe you're getting into some different groups and you're seeing a lot of activity, but you don't see a lot of money starting to roll into your business. Or you've been in business for a while and you're starting to revamp and you're starting to get out there with maybe a new energy, a new resurgence of your inspiration about your business. And you start having lots and lots of conversations. One of the first things that entrepreneurs do, and I see them do again and again and again, is they connect with people, right? Most of us are operating, at least not, if not in whole, in part, with our businesses online. And how are we connecting with people all over the world? We have the pleasure of really getting in there and really getting in there and connecting with people all around the world. Because now we have the internet, now we have different services that allows us to have a face-to-face with someone, or, you know, we still have the phone, of course, but we can now connect with people all around the world and create great connections. Well, here's one of the things that I'm noticing a lot of people are doing, especially if the business is not busy enough or is not bringing in the income enough, is I see a lot of entrepreneurs not just having a connection conversation, but what they do is they oftentimes are giving away too much time and they want to bring value. And we should be bringing value to conversations for sure. But when you are really just connecting with someone to get to know them, how much are you digging into? And, you know, we've always been taught to really be interested in what they're doing and ask more questions, right? You're more interesting when you ask more people more questions about themselves. That's what we've been taught, right? But how many times are you playing that out and really asking a lot of questions about them? And then you find yourself that they might start to share with you some of the struggles that they've had or the journey they've had, and you find yourself starting to give them some support, some advice, maybe even giving them some ideas. And before you know it, this 20-minute conversation, really, you should be able to get to know each other in 20 minutes, 30 minutes max, this 30-minute conversation rolls into 45 minutes or even an hour or even longer, right? Because you want them to really like you. You want them to choose to work with you. So you give and you give and you give. The idea that if you give more value, you're going to be more valuable to them. How many of you are doing that out there, right? I absolutely did that at one time. And I wanted to show them, one of the things for me was I wanted to show them that I knew what I was talking about, which of course I knew what I was talking about, but you know what else I was doing? I was showing them that I was willing to give away lots and lots of things for free. And so I would get off that phone call. I might have another one, several of these phone calls during the week where we're giving away and we're giving away all of our value, giving away all of our time. And at the end of the week, we have nothing in return. Do you know what that actually says, first of all, to all of these people you're connecting with, that you're willing to give all of that away? It actually says to them that you don't value your time. If you are looking to be a business coach and you're looking to coach someone else and you give away a ton of your time, you're actually showing them the opposite of what you desire to show them, that you are a competent business coach. Now, years ago, when I first started my business, I worked with people in person. And initially, I had a really tough time at cutting off the conversation, at ending the appointment. I don't know how many entrepreneurs I've worked with that have told me they have the exact same issue when somebody books a call. It's supposed to be an hour call and that person just keeps going and going. The responsibility for you as the leader in your business is to stick to that timeline. is to not allow that call to go beyond the scheduled time. This does a lot of things. First of all, it shows your client that you respect yourself. So when you say something, they value what you say. If you say you're giving them 30 minutes and you go beyond the 30 minutes, you go into 45 minutes into an hour or even past that, you're saying to them indirectly, I don't value my time. That's what you're actually saying. So energetically, they're wondering what's going on. She said it was 30 minutes. She said it was an hour. And why is she not stopping me? They don't value your word when you don't stick to what you say you're going to do. So here you are over here trying to give and take care of and love up. And oh my gosh, they were really struggling, i.e. show them compassion. And they're wondering energetically what's going on, right? They turn around and they have this sense that something is off. They may not know what it is, but something is off. And you, the entrepreneur, you're over there going, I got to give more. I got to give more. I got to give more. There's so much competition in the world. There's this, there's that. And oh, what would they think of me if I cut them off? What happens to you, though? What happens to you physically when you are overgiving, when you're caring more about them than the relationship boundaries that you put into place? What's happening to you, the entrepreneur? You're feeling exhausted. You feel like, oh, well, you know, yeah, I worked extra hours this today. And, you know, yeah, I didn't get to really eat lunch, or I didn't really get to have a break, or I didn't get to make that, you know, phone call, make that call that I wanted to make, or call that person back, or I had to delay another call because I went over on this one. You're setting a standard. You're not only setting standards and expectations with other people, but you're setting them with yourself. And when you're setting these expectations with yourself and you're not doing that with the next person, you actually can start to beat yourself up because you're not giving as much, because you walk around with guilt. Entrepreneurs carry so much guilt and they don't even realize. Because we've been told that we have to overgive and overgive and overgive. Here's what I think, my friends. If you have a 30-minute call, if you have a 20-minute call, if you have a 60-minute call, whatever that is that you agree to, i.e. made a contract with, right? When you give out your booking link and it says 30 minutes and they book it, they've agreed that it's only going to be 30 minutes, right? It's a contract of sorts. When you do that and you honor that, you teach the other person how they should be also honoring themselves. When I've coached a lot of people who are also coaches, and they tell me the struggles that they have in their business, this is one of the main struggles, is that they don't know how to end a conversation. And the deep-seated belief oftentimes is, we're not good enough, we're in competition, I have to overgive. Well, what ends up happening, because you have this big compassion for somebody else, is you end up being fatigued, or even worse, you start to go into resentment. That is one of the telltale signs that you are in compassion fatigue in your business, because you start to feel resentment towards a client, towards maybe your business, towards maybe everything that you've invested. Resentment can, you know, slither into all areas of your life. And when you're coming from the energy of resentment, you're not putting out the energy of, hey, look at me. I'm a strong coach. I'm somebody that sticks to my word. I'm somebody of value that you want to work with. You're not going to be growing your business when you're coming from the energy of compassion fatigue and or resentment. Absolutely 100%. This show tonight is about showing you where the gaps are within you and what you're choosing and how that is impacting you big time and impacting your business and your clientele and your possible future clientele. When we get back, I'm going to dive even deeper into this. If you have any questions, you have any comments, wherever you are, put your comments down and I will see it, or feel free to send me an email, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. I will most definitely answer you myself, and I will support you to understand what it is that you're doing that is really more compassion fatigue creating than it is financial wealth creating in your business. So you are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We're going to go to our first break. And when we get back, we're going to dive even deeper than we already have. Stick around, my friends.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Yes, we are talking about compassion fatigue for entrepreneurs. Very different subject than oftentimes, but an important one, especially when you are in the space of feeling guilty, feeling overwhelmed, or even feeling personally exhausted. So before we dive back in, I want to look at, you know how I love to look at the definition of some words. So let's look at the definition of the word compassion. Now, I always use the online etymology, which is oftentimes one of the root descriptions of a word. So compassion, the root definition of that is feeling of sorrow or deep tenderness for one who is suffering or experiencing misfortune. One who is experiencing misfortune. If someone is struggling in their business, if they're learning, if they are, you know, really in a space of growing themselves, are they truly experiencing misfortune? I don't think so. I think they're growing, they're learning, but they're not necessarily experiencing misfortune. Compassion is also a suffering with another. Suffering with another. So when you say, I should have compassion for this person, you are saying, I should suffer with them. Well, if you're overgiving because you feel like they need more compassion, you're probably suffering on some level, right? If they're struggling, then you're going to be struggling if you really identify with the word compassion. It's a different word than the word caring. I care for these people. I mean, I wouldn't be doing what I do in business if I didn't care about other people and I didn't care about their position in life and most especially how they experience business. Business lights me up and I care that other people have a good time and enjoy what they're doing in business as well. But to say that we have compassion for someone else is really to get into bed with their suffering, right? Oftentimes people will say, how can I help you? And that word to me, I mean, I learned a long time ago that we don't need to help other people. They're not incapable, but they perhaps could utilize us contributing to them. Do they need us to suffer for them? No, they don't want us to suffer for them. Most of us don't even realize that compassion, that's what the real root of that word is. It's oftentimes looked at, to pity. To feel pity also is another root description of this word. And the word empathy, because oftentimes we talk about, oh, I have empathy for that person. It also talks about having a passion or a state of emotion. And it comes back down to, again, to suffer. The root word of both of these words is to suffer. Now, that really opened my eyes when I saw that, when I read that. To suffer. Do you need to suffer? Do I need to suffer? No, I would say that most of us, what we're doing in our businesses, this is from an entrepreneurial perspective, most of what we're doing in business is to support other people, to grow, to evolve, to assist in creating greater for them in their lives, to contribute to them in a way that will allow them to move in a direction of greater joy and happiness and pleasure in their business. So compassion. And to have compassion, you can see now how that word, if the root of that word is to suffer, you can see how you will move into fatigue about it. And oftentimes, many of us have felt fatigue when it comes to trying to have compassion for someone else. You know, it's like, if you think about this, if you ever hear yourself saying, I should care more about this person. I should have compassion for them. They're suffering. I should. Whenever you hear that in your own head, let that be a trigger. Let that be a trigger to wake you up, because you shouldn't, which means obligation, you shouldn't do anything. It's really that outer voice of society that is trying to control you into doing something that maybe does not work for you, and it possibly does not work for the other person as well. One of the other telltale signs is when you are working with someone and you're choosing to do something, you're choosing to work with them in a certain way, perhaps outside of the norm of the way that you do your business practices, look at your values and look at what the values are that are very important to you. And then look at the values when you're operating with someone that starts to make you feel exhausted. Are your values in alignment when you're working with that person? Or do you feel like they're being pulled or distorted? When we are operating from the space of our values, when we're operating from the space of what's important to us, we bring our best selves to the table. We really, really do. And, you know, you're the person that's having the journey. Yes, you're working with other people, but your messaging of how you are showing up and the impact that things are having in that relationship, in that business relationship, you're going to receive that within your own being, within your own body, within your own awareness. So you need to check in on you. And there's been so many great shows today here on the network, and a lot of it has been about listening to the body, listening to what the body is trying to say to us. So if you are in fatigue, your body is trying to tell you, this, whatever this is, it's not working for us. Your body is brilliant. Your body is designed with you in a way to support you to show up in the world and to be your brilliant self, to be the brilliant entrepreneur that the world is looking for. So when you're feeling off, it's your responsibility to check in and go, okay, what am I choosing that is actually creating this disalignment? And understand that when you are really looking at that someone is in a bad place, that someone is struggling within whatever you support with them, whether it's personal coaching, business coaching, some kind of online business, whatever it is, online or in-person business, whatever it is, look at the responsibilities. Who's responsible in your particular situation? So, for instance, I work with business owners, primarily online, and if they are struggling, I'm there to support them, to walk beside them. It's not my responsibility to solve their problem. It's not my responsibility to show up and to make sure that they keep showing up in their business. It's their responsibility. And I can tell you, this took me a while to figure out myself. I had a lot of compassion fatigue for clients because I could see the potential of what they could be doing in their business. I could see the potential on what they could be offering, how they could be showing up. I could see the potential in their finances if they would choose to put their prices up, if they would choose to show up in their business in different ways. But it wasn't my responsibility. When I showed up and I would say to them, hey, you should do this, you should do this, you could do this, you could do this, oftentimes, if that wasn't in alignment with them, they would resist that a great deal. And I would exhaust myself because I was trying to convince them of the potential that I could see. They weren't ready to receive it. And it wasn't my responsibility for them to receive it. It was my responsibility to support them in the direction that they wanted to go. Yes, but I jumped in with even more possibilities than they were able to receive, than they were willing to receive. And then what happened was there was a disalignment and I felt bad. I thought, oh, I'm going to lose my client. And so I wanted to give them even more and more and more. And it's just started to pull the relationships apart. And then I started to feel resentment. I felt resentment because I felt I'm giving and giving and giving to them, and they're not choosing to move forward, even though I'm giving them everything I could give them. I had compassion fatigue for their situation, but they were completely comfortable with their situation. And how do I know that? Because they weren't willing to make a different choice. You see, someone can be in suffering, someone can be in complaining, somebody can be in misery with whatever situation they have, but until they're willing to make a different choice, to show up and be open-minded, to be willing to be coached, nothing's going to change. And that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to show up and support them. Their responsibility is to be A, coachable, and B, willing to do what it takes to get them where they want to go. So if you're a business owner and you're more willing to take someone where they are not willing to yet go, you're going to wear yourself out and you could definitely be experiencing compassion fatigue. And so the next client that comes along that is willing to be coachable, that is willing to make a different choice, you may not have the energy for that individual. You may not be willing to receive what it is that they're asking for because you're tapped out. You're tapped out and you're expecting that you're going to have the same situation happen again and again. And why is it happening repeatedly? It's happening repeatedly because you are taking on more responsibility as a leader in your business than your clients are willing to take on themselves. Remember, if you're a coach, especially if you're a coach, the client drives the relationship, not you. You may have the expertise to support them, but they drive the relationship. And that's something that, you know, there were times that I forgot that. And when I started to have these situations where I felt exhausted and fatigued and really resentful, I needed to start looking at where had I stepped over the boundaries of my responsibilities into their responsibilities. And that sentence that I remember hearing in my coaching training popped back into my awareness. They drive the relationship, not me. They come to the table, they tell me what their problem is, and they tell me where they want to go. And then I show them the possibilities, but they've got to be going, willing to go in that direction. And maybe they don't want to go in that direction all at the beginning. Maybe they like to take things a little bit here and there, but it is their responsibility 100% to drive the relationship. And that's super important for you to understand. When you are overgiving and you're having more compassion for them than they really do need you to have, you can actually push people away. You can actually be too much for them to receive. And when somebody, it's kind of like pouring something down somebody's throat, they cannot take it all in. And that can divide relationships, most definitely in business and client relationships. So that's very important that you understand what are they asking for, and now what have they shown me they're willing to do? That's a very important, those are two very important things in the realm of coaching, definitely in any business. What is the client asking for and what are they willing to move on is extremely important for you to look at. And again and again and again. It's not just a one-time thing because everybody's changing all of the time, but you need to keep checking, where am I at? Where should I be at? And am I delivering what they're asking for? Am I showing up and giving my all? Or am I walking over that line of where their responsibilities begin and end and where my responsibilities begin and end? It's very important that we're looking at that. All right, we are up to our next break of the show. This is always going very, very quickly for me. Now, if you would like to connect with me, you can certainly send me an email, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. If you want to check out working with me, all of my services are listed on my website. And I always give everyone a 15-minute call to see where you're at and see if it would be a match for you and I to work together. You are listening to tonight, we are talking all about compassion fatigue for business entrepreneurs. And you are also listening to the Inspired Choices for Business Growth with myself, Christine McIver, on the Inspired Choices Network. We've still got more to come. Stick around, my friends. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, I am Christine McIver, and tonight we're talking all about compassion fatigue for business entrepreneurs. So how are you feeling about what I've shared with you so far? You know, we can have compassion fatigue and it starts to show up really in resentment, as I was talking about, it can start to show up in emotional exhaustion as well. So when you're talking to your client, if you've been very positive and outgoing and really happy to see them, you might start to feel like you don't have what it takes to support your clients. You might feel like it's taking more out of you and you just are basically calling in your work with them. Do you ever notice that where you think, I didn't really bring my best self to the table? Maybe you are emotionally exhausted, right? Maybe you are finding that you're just so depleted that you've got very little for your clients. And like your usual passion maybe feels like a burden instead of what's really driving you, which oftentimes for entrepreneurs, it's their calling. Whatever you're doing in your business is often feels like a calling, right? When you are feeling like you're over giving to other people, your business can start to feel like a burden. So just check in. Is your business starting to feel like a burden? And this may be a little challenging to hear, but if it is, it's because of something you're choosing, right? You may not be choosing to have your own back. You may be choosing to buy into the beliefs of other people. You may be choosing to operate in your business in a way that isn't in alignment with your values, right? Oftentimes, when we are out of alignment, it's because of something that we chose that doesn't work for us, or something that we're really denying ourselves in choosing. So that's something to look at from the emotional exhaustion place, right? We've talked about the physical exhaustion. You may also start to feel like you have a loss of fulfillment. Like, this is just not doing it for me anymore. I'm just not as excited about my business anymore. I feel like I'm just like, dragging myself through day to day, right? That's a sign that you are exhausted, and probably you've got a lot of compassion fatigue in there showing up in a way that no longer lights you up. Because oftentimes when we lose feeling fulfilled, it's because we're giving it away and giving it away and giving it away, or we're doing so much that it just doesn't light us up anymore. So maybe for a lot of business owners, maybe it's time that you looked at, okay, have I grown past, have I surpassed the beginning stages of operating my business? And is it time for me to add a team member to my business, right? The last thing you want to do is have resentment or a loss of excitement or a loss of fulfillment in your business, but yet there's pieces of your business that still need to get done, right? That's something that I've gone through for sure. As I've start to feel like I'm just dialing it in, it's like, okay, wait a second. I love my business. I love what I do, but some of the tasks don't need to be done by me. And so as the business has grown and I have grown, right? Because I always say your business only grows as far as you have grown personally. As I've grown myself, it's important to understand that it's time for me to move out of some of the roles and be more of the CEO in my business. Oh, and speaking of CEO, I wrote a book called CEO Without Apology, The Bold Mindset Shift for Entrepreneurs Who Are Done Playing Small. In this book, I go over so many things to support you to really step into that role of CEO. Most of us, when we start a business, we're business owners. We're not actually CEOs. We need to move into that space of CEO. So when you are moving into that space of CEO, but now you're starting to feel unfulfilled or to feel exhausted, maybe it's because it's time for you to add someone to your team. Maybe it's time for you to step into a different role and to start really showing up as the CEO in your business. When you step into that energy of CEO, when you really step in and you see the role that you can play on a bigger level, more is going to be required of you to show up stronger, more convicted, more self-confidence. And that also means that as you step into that role, you've got to hold yourself more accountable to your true responsibilities. So your true responsibilities include your team members. Absolutely, you should care about them and you should create an environment where they feel supported. But at the same time, you as the business owner, you do not need to react to everything. You need to allow them their responsibilities and know where their responsibilities begin and end and where your responsibilities begin and end, right? We can have compassion fatigue for the people that work for us as well. I have seen that. And I have seen business owners walk away from their business because there was nothing left of them for their clients or for themselves. Another telltale sign is you know you have compassion fatigue when you have decreased capacity to care for yourself. Like you lay it all on the line in all of your calls with your clients, in all the work that you're doing with your clients. And at the end of the day, all you can do is roll into bed. And you are caring more for other people than you are caring for yourself. If you don't show up and take care of yourself and really take that responsibility and ownership of supporting yourself, you are not going to be able to show up and give your best to your clients. If you can't give your best to your clients, eventually it will be reflected in the bottom line. So if you love your business and you want it to support you financially to be able to contribute to the world in a greater way within your family, within your community, within the world, it is a huge responsibility that you take care of yourself and you check yourself. Seriously, ask yourself, am I overgiving? Do I have more care and compassion for other people than I have for myself? You know, it's going to impact you. You're going to lose sleep over it. You may skip, you know, taking care of your body by going for walks or going to the gym, whatever it is that you do to move your body. You may skip meals. I know I've skipped more meals in my life because I was in that energy of give, give, give. It's ridiculous what we will put on the line. And it's not a contribution to ourselves, to our clients, or to our businesses. Here's a really big one. You know you're in compassion fatigue when you have diminished creativity and diminished vision. When you are a visionary in your business and you're a CEO that leads different visions within your business, if that is just tapped out, if it feels completely tapped out, like you've got nothing else, that's another sign that you could have compassion fatigue and it's impacting your business in a really, really big way. It's so critical that we take care of ourselves and we not only take care of ourselves, but we do a check-in. Are you checking in on yourself? Are you going through a list in your mind? Are you really checking in on how am I doing? How am I showing up? Am I being the leader in this business for me? Am I being the leader in this business for my team? Am I being the leader in this business for my clientele? You have a responsibility to check in on yourself. Nobody else is going to hold you accountable but you. And nobody else should be. This is your business. This is your responsibility. But here's the great thing. As you do this, as you keep checking in on yourself and you keep looking at, okay, what did I do today? How has this week been? Even if you just sit down for half an hour at the end of the week and you really look at how you operated and what you did and just look at, you know, definitely look at the things that you're really happy and pleased with, how you showed up and what you've done for yourself in the business. And then look at the areas where you want to grow. This isn't about finding fault with yourself. This is about looking at how can I support myself? How can I show up and be more of who I desire to be? How can I live by my values more next week than I did this week? This is how you support yourself as an entrepreneur. You look at and you take stock of what you have been choosing and what you desire to choose more of and what you desire to choose less of. This is about taking care of your future by evaluating where you have been. And when you are feeling any of these things that I've been expressing, it's critical. It is critical. You don't want your business to die on the line. You've got to be paying attention to this. And more people, I have been seeing more and more people overgiving and overgiving and overgiving because they believe that there's competition out there, that they're not going to get enough business. That's a lie. Competition is a lie. And I'll tell you very quickly, competition is a lie because the people that are in alignment with you, when you're showing up in your purity, they will find you. They will not be a match for other people. They'll be a match for you. And that's another really big reason why it's important that you're doing this check-in with yourself, that you are showing up in the purity of who you are without resentment, without exhaustion, without fatigue. When you are taking care of yourself and you're showing up that way, your clientele base will grow because you're respecting yourself and you've got this clarity, right? You've got this clarity within your being. You've got this clarity within your energy. You've got this clarity in how you step into your business that is attractive. When someone has clarity, it's attractive. You can't help but be attractive when you have got this clarity and you're not walking around exhausted, pulling your body from day in and day out, right? It's attractive. Being healthy is attractive. Taking care of yourself is attractive. You don't have to try to get clients. Your job is to take care of you and just show up in the brilliance of who you are. The rest will take care of itself. All right, we are up to our last break of the show. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. And tonight, we're talking all about compassion fatigue. And if you're just joining, I really encourage you to go back and listen to the other segments because I dove deep into what it looks like and the impact on your clients, on yourself, and on your business when you are in compassion fatigue, and even what compassion means, which might actually surprise you. So I just want to round out tonight's show with some questions that you can be asking yourself that will maybe give you a hint into whether you are in compassion fatigue and some ideas on what you can do. So ask yourself these questions. These are some of the questions you can be asking at the end of the day or at the end of the week. Ask yourself, Do I feel emotionally drained by my business? Have I lost excitement and motivation about my business? Do I feel irritated or cynical about the people that I'm here to support? I have trouble setting or keeping boundaries with clients or team members. Just ask yourself that. Am I? My creativity and vision are feeling dull or blocked. Are you feeling guilty? Do I feel guilty at taking some time off and saying no? Am I experiencing physical fatigue? Am I having sleeping problems? Do I care more about what's going on for other people than I care about myself? Just check in on those questions. Asking yourself those questions is going to start to highlight some of the areas that you may not even be acknowledging, right? That's another really important reason why asking these questions and doing a check-in with yourself is maybe you will stop the train from completely going off the tracks when you're doing this kind of evaluation. And then start to ask yourself, what can I do right now? Just ask yourself, ask your body, what are some of the things that I could do right now that will start to restore my joy? What is it that I could choose today that I know will inspire me in my business? Here's a great question. What was it that I loved so much in the beginning of my business that maybe I'm not doing now, or I'm not choosing now? And what would it be like if I felt excitement today, if I felt energized today? How would I be showing up differently than I have been of recent? Any questions like this will start to highlight the areas where you are feeling tapped out, and it'll start to show you where you have been abandoning the things that light you up, abandoning the things that are important to you. You know, really sitting down with your business, sitting down with your business coach. If you don't have a business coach, get one. I'm telling you, it's the best investment you will ever meet. I would love to have a conversation and see if I would be a fit for you. You can email me, Christine@ChristineMciver.com. Having a business coach will support you to look at these areas that maybe sometimes you're avoiding. A business coach will hold you accountable to the things that you say you want to have accomplished. And that will give you, it kind of forces you into looking at your situation on a regular basis. It's too easy for us to just, you know, ignore something or sweep it under the carpet or think, I'll get to it, I'll get to it, I'll get to it. How many things do you say, I'll get to it, and you don't because you are the entrepreneur? The most important thing that you as the entrepreneur need to be doing is constantly looking at yourself and how you're showing up in your business, because you, without you, there is no business. So if you're not taking care of you and holding yourself accountable to the things that are important, to the things that light you up, to the things that align with your values, one day this is going to catch up and you may walk away from a business that you love because you weren't willing to actually connect with it on a regular basis to see what was no longer working. It's such an important thing that we look at these areas of our lives, that we look at these areas of the way that we are showing up, so that we can be the brilliant beings that we were meant to be. You have a business that has spoken to you because it wants to come through you. My friends, slow down, take some time to check in and watch your business grow and watch your joy grow in your business when you are giving more to yourself than you are to other people. And remember that when you're giving so much to everybody else, they don't have to show up and give it to themselves. All right, my friends, until next week, remember, you can always make another choice. And I hope that that choice includes taking care of you. Be sure to send me an email. Let's talk and let's really change the world for entrepreneurs, because being in business should be pleasurable. Take care, my friends. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.